Well, each year on December 22nd, we hear Our Lady's Magnificat, this canticle, this hymn of singular beauty. Our Lady sang this or praised God with this beautiful hymn when she visited her cousin, St. Elizabeth. And in yesterday's Gospel, we heard about the visitation of Our Lady, that immediately after the incarnation took place within her womb, she immediately went into the hill country of Judea and there spent 3 months taking care of her elderly cousin Elizabeth, who was 6 months pregnant. And Mary stayed the entire rest of the length of the pregnancy and helped with the birth of John the Baptist. So Our Lady went to this hill country of An Karim. If you've been to the Holy Land, there's a beautiful church built over the spot of the Visitation. And what's so beautiful is, just like at the Franciscan Monastery in D.C., where they have the Hail Mary and all the different languages of the world, there they have the Magnificat in all the different languages of the world. So Our Lady, filled with the Holy Spirit, praises God in this beautiful hymn of praise to the Heavenly Father. And she sings, her soul magnifies the Lord. Her soul glorifies the Lord. The word magnify, of course, means that Our Lady does not obscure the Lord. She magnifies the Lord. She's the one, just like a magnifying glass will help you see things better, or your glasses on your eyes will help you see things. Our Lady does not get in the way. Your glasses do not get in your way, right, of seeing things better. Our Lady is the magnifying glass. She helps us to see Jesus better. She says, her spirit rejoices. Her spirit is filled with joy in God, my Savior. See, this is where some of our friends of other denominations say, well, that proves that Mary must have been a sinner because she called God her Savior, right? She says, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Therefore, they say, well, obviously, Mary admits that she is a sinner. Well, remember, there's two ways to be saved: after the fact or before the fact. If you have a disease and they give you medicine, that medicine saved your life. If you get vaccinated and don't get the disease, that medicine saved your life, right? Mary was vaccinated from original sin by God. Mary was redeemed most perfectly by anticipation. Before she was ever contaminated by original sin, she received the grace of God in preservation, in vaccination, in anticipation. Our Lady received and was redeemed most perfectly before she ever was allowed to commit a sin. Our Lady never had original sin, even for a split second. She never had any personal sin. Our Lady was given the grace of God never to commit a sin. So that's why she can call God her Savior. It's by anticipation. Again, if you're drowning in quicksand and somebody pulls you out of the quicksand, they save you. If they catch you before you fall into the quicksand, they save you. So God caught Mary and saved her before she fell into the quicksand of original sin. That's how she can call God her Savior. It's by anticipation. It does not mean that she ever committed any sin. She was given the grace of God to be protected from sin. God has regarded the lowest state of his handmaid. So it wasn't Our Lady's faith or hope or charity why God chose her. Mary says it was because of her humility. God has looked upon the lowliness, the humility of his handmaid, his slave, his servant. So see, Eve had pride, Mary had humility. So Mary reverses the fall. Eve sinned because of pride. Mary was chosen because of her humility. Then she says, for behold, all generations will call me blessed. See, that almost sounds like it's pride, doesn't it? But it's not. It's the truth. Humility is truth. St. Paul says, why boast of a gift? Why not boast of a gift that you have? Because if it's from the Lord, if you always give God the glory and God the credit, then you can share the good news. Mary says, all generations will call me blessed. Again, Mary is filled with the Holy Spirit, and she's speaking prophetically. And what she says is true. Think of the Hail Mary. 50 times every rosary, millions of times a day, people say, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." So all generations call me blessed, Mary will say. And every time we call Mary the Blessed Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, we're fulfilling prophecy, the prophecy of Scripture, that all generations will call her blessed. The National Shrine in D.C., all the churches throughout the world, Lourdes, Fatima, Guadalupe, all generations will call Mary blessed. "For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and not holy is my name." Mary says, "Holy is his name." Mary's like the moon. Jesus is like the sun. The moon only reflects the light of the sun. Mary reflects the holiness of God and gives all glory back to God. And his mercy is on those who fear him. So God will be merciful for those who fear him. This fear is not servile fear. It's holy respect. It's a reverential fear. It's fear of offending God, fear of committing a sin, fear of offending a loving father. It's holy reverential fear, not servile fear. So his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart. See, God always scatters the proud, like he did at the Tower of Babel when they tried to build this tower. God scatters the proud. And so God raises up the humble. As the Bible says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So he scatters the proud. He puts down the mighty from their thrones, like he'll be dethroning people like King Herod and others, but he'll be raising up the 12 apostles. He exalts those of low degree, Joseph, Mary, the apostles. He fills the hungry with good things. He fills people with the manna from the desert. And now he feeds us with the Eucharist, the bread of life. He's filled the hungry with good things. The rich he sends empty away. He helps his servant Israel, remembering his mercy. And Our Lady concludes by saying, "He has spoken to our fathers, to Abraham, and his seed forever." So this beautiful canticle, you can meditate your whole life upon the Magnificat and never fully understand the beauty of it, because it contains really all that we need for a spiritual life, right? Humility, poverty of spirit, trust in the Lord. And then when we see this, that God raises up the lowly, he casts down the proud, the arrogant, the rich. He lifts up the lowly. This is Our Lady's prayer. She was part of the Anawim, the lowly. And it says that Mary remained with Elizabeth for 3 months. So she was there to help with the birth of the great prophet, John the Baptist.